A Blessing for My Brother by Jesse Jones. After my brother's accident, I was afraid of what I would see. Then a new feeling came. I learned about the power and blessings of the priesthood at an unfortunate time. A few years ago, when my little brother was 14, he wrecked on his motorcycle and snapped his leg in half. My dad called and told me they were taking him to the hospital. I had a sick feeling in my stomach as I rushed to the hospital. When I got there, I saw one of my uncles. He told me how bad the accident was. Fearing what I would see, I opened the door where my brother was and stepped into the room. I took one step, closed my eyes, and was instantly at peace. Just as I will never forget the sick feeling I had, I will never forget the feeling of peace and comfort that came over me. I recognized the feeling. It was the Spirit. I then heard my father speaking. He and my uncle were giving my brother a priesthood blessing. He humbly blessed his son in the name of Jesus Christ to be okay, to heal, to have his leg work properly again. After the blessing, everyone was quiet for a while. I knew at that moment that I had to live worthy to receive the Melchizedek priesthood and be able to perform blessings for my future children. When we gathered in the hall outside my brother's room, my parents started to discuss what they should do. They debated whether to leave Mexico to take him to a doctor in the United States or to have the surgery performed here. Whatever option they felt was best for my brother, I knew he had already received the best attention he could receive. He had received a blessing by two men holding the priesthood, so no matter what my parents decided, my brother was going to be fine. They decided to stay in Mexico for the operation. Doctors put a plate and 10 screws into my brother's leg. It healed well, and a few months later he joined a soccer team. The blessing was fulfilled just as my dad had said. I know the priesthood is the power and authority of God given to men. What a great gift he has given us.
Sidebar. When we receive the priesthood, we receive the authority to act in the name of God and lead in ways of truth and righteousness. This authority is a vital source of righteous power and influence for the benefit of God's children on earth and will last beyond the veil. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Doctrines and Principles Contained in the Articles of Faith. Ensign, November 2013, page 47.
End of the article, A Blessing for My Brother, by Jesse Jones. Read by Brett Venable.